You've just walked into a law office not for legal advice, but to get confirmation that your AI assistant's verdict is actually correct. Welcome to the new frontier of legal practice. Today we're looking into how AI and the TikTok generation are reshaping what it means to be a lawyer. Why are law firms changing their business models, and what does it mean for justice itself? We'll unravel terms like AI-driven justice and data protection, breaking them down with analogies. Think of AI as a GPS navigating the legal maze, and data security as the lock on your diary. We'll explore how clients are changing, how lawyers must retool, and why human judgment still matters. Ready to rethink everything you know about law? Let's kick off with the seismic shifts the ground is moving under legal educators' feet, and you need to know why. Let me paint a picture. Tomorrow's clients might be more comfortable with chatbots than courtrooms. The so-called TikTok generation is fluent in tech, accustomed to instant answers and digital authority. Now, you might be thinking, does this mean legal advice is obsolete? Not quite. What's changing is the nature of client-lawyer interaction. Clients are less likely to seek advice. Instead, they want validation for what their AI tools have already suggested. This shift is profound. Consider machine learning as a digital detective sifting evidence, and confirmation biases as the filter distorting what you see. Lawyers must guide clients through both. So, are lawyers becoming mere tech interpreters? Yes and no. If you're wondering how this affects fees and recruitment, stay tuned. The landscape is changing fast. Let's explore how law firms are adapting to these new client expectations. Law firms aren't waiting for the future, they're reinventing themselves right now. Reduced recruitment, new billing structures, and increased focus on AI integration. These are the new realities. Picture business model innovation as changing the rules of chess mid-game, and automation as a chess computer playing alongside the humans. The old moves won't win anymore. Why are clients unwilling to pay traditional fees for assurance? Think about it. When AI provides the answer instantly, the perceived value of human oversight drops. But that's where trust and expertise kick in. Now, you might be asking, can law firms survive these shifts? The answer depends on their ability to leverage AI as a tool, not a threat. Smart firms are training their teams, redesigning workflows, and even collaborating with tech startups. Next, let's unpack what skills tomorrow's lawyers will need to thrive. So, what does a lawyer of 2044 look like? Forget the stereotype of dusty books and endless paperwork. The new lawyer is part digital navigator, part ethical guide. Legal educators are now tasked with teaching data literacy. Think of it as reading the DNA of digital evidence and AI explainability, which is like unraveling a magician's tricks for the audience. But here's the conflict. Traditional skills aren't obsolete, they're just evolving. Lawyers must be agile, able to bridge tech-savvy and tech-skeptic clients, and spot AI-generated fakes, a skill becoming more vital each day. Are we ready for these radical changes? You might worry about job security or losing the human touch. The solution lies in upskilling, cross-disciplinary training, and ethical grounding. Let's dig deeper into how legal education is responding to this revolution. Legal education is undergoing a radical transformation. The ethics of justice must now be taught through a new lens, more dynamic, more tech-focused, and more responsive to global change. Data protection and cybersecurity are no longer electives, they're core subjects. Picture data security as the firewall protecting your home, and ethical reasoning as the blueprint for fair play. The challenge? Educators must balance deep legal theory with practical tech skills. Will traditional curricula survive? Only if they evolve, integrating AI literacy alongside case law. Now you might ask, what's the risk if we don't reform? We could end up with lawyers who understand precedent, but not algorithmic bias, a recipe for injustice. Next, let's consider the shifting role of human judges in an AI-powered court system. Is the era of human judges over? Not quite. While basic economics dictate that machines will soon direct routine judicial decisions, the heart of justice still beats with human values. Think of algorithmic adjudication as a robot referee, and legal principles as the rulebook written by humans. You could call it courtroom equivalent of VAR in a football match. Machines can enforce rules, but only humans can adapt them for society's benefit. Now, skeptics might say, won't AI eventually replace even complex rulings? Here's the thing, machines lack the cultural intuition and moral compass to evolve law for humanity. Human judges remain crucial, especially as society changes. The resolution? Instead of rivalry, imagine collaboration. AI handles the mundane. Humans shape the profound. The future court is a partnership, not a takeover. Let's move to another essential role, helping people understand and accept machine-made justice. One of the most overlooked roles for lawyers is mediating public acceptance of AI-driven decisions. Clients may distrust machines or trust them blindly. Lawyers are the bridge, translating algorithmic logic into relatable advice. Picture algorithmic transparency as a recipe anyone can follow, and public trust as the ingredient that makes the meal edible. Without both, justice loses its meaning. Hypothetically, you might ask, can lawyers really change minds? Yes, but only if they embrace both technology and empathy, guiding clients through confusion and skepticism. The challenge? Balancing technical accuracy with emotional reassurance. It's a new frontier, part legal, part psychological. Finally, let's wrap up by distilling the key lessons and charting our path forward. Let's recap. First, AI is reshaping client expectations, law firm strategies, and educational priorities. Second, tomorrow's lawyers need to be both tech-savvy and ethically grounded. Third, human judgment remains vital in both courtrooms and client relationships. If you're wondering how to thrive in this new era, here's one action step. Start learning about AI and data security. Think of it as sharpening your legal GPS and reinforcing your ethical firewall. Now imagine, what if tomorrow's legal disputes are settled by machines but interpreted by humans? Will you be ready to guide, adapt, and innovate? If you found today's deep dive valuable, share this episode, subscribe, and let's shape the next generation of legal practice together. Thanks for listening.